Good evening, Rita. Good evening, others. Now, if you're in the others category, then you're supposed to say good evening, Van.
Good evening, Van.
Hey, little bit of trivia that I learned. Some of you may know the answer to this. If any of you ladies, and maybe some of the men, are into Anne of Green Gables, or as other words, Prince Edward Island, way on the eastern end of Canada, eh? What is it called if you're not born on PEI, on Prince Edward Island? What are you called? What do they refer to you as? I learned this from Nadine Staff, one of the Team Kaizen members from last year. Does anybody know what it's called? What you are called?
No, and I've been, I've played golf right since in a Green Gables house.
Yeah?
But I don't know what I'm called.
You didn't know what you were learning? Even if you're born, and the very next day, at one day or 2 days old, you move onto the island and you live there your entire life, you are referred to as from away. Not a tourist, but you are from away. Now, if you're born on the island, then you're born in Anland, as they say. So, anyway, we're not going to get caught up in a bunch of trivia information that, you know, Vance loves to talk about. Don't get me on the subject of James Bond, because that's really, really scary. But we are going to talk about ICANN and lesson number 7. And I am still working on my voice recognition skills. As you all already heard, Rita identified herself, so if everybody else can follow suit, it helps me know who to call on. Some of you know who is not on the line because they responded via text, and you know that they're not with us, or they've muted their self. So who else do we have on?
Nancy from Florida.
Okay, I got the Florida, and then I got another voice, but you guys talked over each other, so I didn't quite catch it.
Jeannie in Phoenix, California.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Sorry, Nancy in Florida.
Give me the one in Florida again.
Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Anne in New Hampshire.
Good evening, Anne. Anne, we're going to talk about what you shared on Saturday morning. Okay, so
hi.
Be ready to. I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but I want to discuss that. That was a really, really good comment that you made Saturday morning. So I hope you remember what it was.
Yes.
Okay. Who else is on?
Tyra.
Okay. I got Tyra and where are you at on my list? Okay, and then Chicago.
D. Yes.
D. Good evening, D.
Delia Head, Berkeley.
Good evening, Delia.
Good evening.
Norma from New Hampshire.
Okay, I got Norma. Who was the other one?
Suzanne from New Hampshire.
Suzanne. Norma, where are you at again?
Missouri. Outside Kansas City.
Okay. But do you pronounce it Missouri or is it Missouri?
I do, Missouri, but I'm a Texan.
Okay. Anyways, do we have any of the men on the line besides Vance? I get really lonely, sorry.
Al, are you able to unmute?
Okay, we know Sonny's here.
He might be trying.
And maybe Alice.
He's on a different phone, but he's
okay.
Trying to unmute the thing.
Well, it's okay. I know the Thorntons are on board, so that's good enough. Okay? I know Ralph is muted because he's driving, and Liz is at a birthday party, and Tyra's going to be with us for the next few minutes, and she's got to jump off the line for an appointment.
Yeah, Larry from Oregon.
Good. I was just going to start beating up on all the West Coast people. Okay. Thank you, Larry. Did we miss anybody else? I've got Nancy, Norma, Delia, Tyra, Suzanne, Ann, Sandra, Dee, Jeannie, Larry, and Rita. Okay. Well, let's get underway. Thank you, Rita. I really appreciate that. I'm feeling like I need a little bit more positive encouragement. Do you want to share that with the whole group rather than just text it to me?
Well, I think voice recognition skills are already great.
I need you to call all three of my daughters. Because, you know, if any of you have ever been a parent or a grandparent, you end up going through all three of their names, you know, and you swore as a kid you would never do that to your kids, look at them and call them the wrong name and then call them the other wrong name and then finally get it right on the third time when they're right in front of you, you know, but it happens. Okay. My I Can attitude.
Will help my...
There we go. Actually, let's do it that way. Who was leading out there? Can you do that from memory, the fifth part?
My I Can attitude will help my client get my pillar. Going down what the future could look like. The awareness
of the
connection.
That's it.
Okay. Can we break it down? Can we park here for just a couple minutes? What does that mean to you? Anyone? By the time we get to lesson 12, all of us should have all six of those memorized. And if you're going to memorize something, we might want to understand why or what does it mean? My I Can attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the five pillars. Why is it important that people see their situation in life through the five pillars?
Well, I think, Vance, that what it means to me is that when I first meet with a client, I go through why I was attracted to Niken through the five pillars, because my life was out of balance because my body was aching. And I ask them if they see any part of the five pillars that might need some tweaking, that could use a little more support to get them in balance. And that's the lead into how we can approach their needs and therefore offer solutions for their future, so that their wheel will be in balance, their life will be in balance through the support of Niken's technology. That's what it means to me.
Okay. Okay. So in a sense, if I heard you correctly, sharing your elevator pitch or your elevator speech, intertwining that right in, because being out of balance and hurting. Okay?
Yes.
Anybody want to dissect the latter part of that?
I think it's Jeannie.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
I think that is about providing hope for them for the future. So, you know, if we have a solution for that, let's say your finances are out of balance, or your body's out of balance, or your family life, those things, those five pillars, where are they out of balance? Then showing, would they like to correct that, or would they like to know a way that and help them create vision for that?
Okay.
That there is hope.
Okay. That there is hope. Okay. Anyone else want to take a stab at it? And again, there's no right or wrong answer. This is what it means to us. How do we personalize this mantra? How do we personalize this thing?
Well, I think, this is Larry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Well, you know, when I first read this thing, in fact, several times that I read it, I was kind of looking at it like the last lady just explained. I'm sorry, I can't remember names. I'm kind of bad about that. But anyway, no, I'm good about that, right? Okay, I got to say I'm good about that. Anyway, I think it also helps a potential client or customer see where they have strengths and maybe gives them hope that they can adjust the ones that are out of balance. Because it's too easy to find fault with ourselves, but if we are brought to the awareness that some of the things we're doing are right, then it's easier to move forward into the ones that we need to correct.
Okay. Is it our job, and again, this is something, because those last four words, or last five, they will require to advance. We create the awareness, they will require to create the awareness, they will require to advance. Those few words. This is not talking about advancing in rank. And maybe, again, this is one of those things that if it doesn't really flow off your lips or if it doesn't really resonate with you, change it up. Okay? Marty has given us complete leverage and liberty. And if you caught Michael DiMuccio Saturday morning, he thanked me for doing still, you know, continuing with the program. And then Ann's contribution was simply, why can't NECAN do this? Why can't we do it corporate? And what I was doing, I muted my line when you suggested that, and I was screaming, no, muck it up, we don't want that. It's because there's in any corporation, in any industry, when a field leader who is really passionate about something comes up with an idea that works, they can suggest it. And if you caught Dennis Williams Saturday morning, what he shared on Dave Johnson's Zoom presentation, he talked about creating and inventing a system that Del Monte Foods used. And what did Dennis say? They gave him like a bonus of some minuscule amount of money or something. And that's the way we in the field should be. We should be creative enough to come up with ideas and things like this so that our customers can advance. We don't necessarily want a cookie-cutter system, because the ICANN Attitude Program does work. The more you get into it, the more you start, you know, walking it out, the more you're going to find, as you beautifully, eloquently shared on Saturday morning, that the more I do this, my business grows. I get more customers. So things just keep working. It's wonderful.
Dan?
Yes.
Oh, this is Tyra. What I hear in that will require to advance is the possibilities of getting results if you look at the big picture, creating a wellness home, and starting where you can start. So if you can start in your kitchen, you can start in your bathroom, you know, wherever you start, and just keep doing it until you get the results that you want.
Okay. Let's transition here. And Tyra, I want to give you the opportunity to comment on this because I know you have an appointment. The three keys of customer offensive behavior. It's not personal. It's not permanent. And it's not pervasive. How did that resonate? And Tyra, again, or that or any other aspect of lesson number 7? How did that resonate with you?
Well, to be honest, I got confused on what lesson I was supposed to be on after missing last week. So when I saw your text, I saw lesson 5.
Oh, thank you, Vance, for not fixing the text. Did I do that? I'll bet I did, didn't I?
But
I'm just not sure which one I looked at now, the theme in terms of the lesson I looked at, listened to.
Okay, and again, I'm not perfect. We were on lesson 7, correct, as a group? Were the majority of us on lesson 7?
Yes. Jay?
Yes, okay, there we go. Okay. I just, man, you guys made me skip a beat there. I mean, it's like, ooh, I screwed up again. There we go. No, okay. So lesson 7. So maybe I'll, but let me just ask you this, Tyra. Those three P's, do you have the right, or what if you get your feelings hurt, or do you, actually, I guess that's a good way to ask that question. Do we have the right to be offended if somebody doesn't accept our gift, sharing Nikan?
No, because whatever we make it mean, it doesn't mean that.
Right.
So if we feel rejected or they're not interested or they don't care, it's I'm learning to not take it offensively or personal because people are in different stages of life. Life is happening and they're where they are. But at any given moment, things can happen and shift. And the next conversation, it would be totally different than maybe the last conversation I had with them. So if I take the approach, each conversation is a new conversation, a new beginning, and I have something to offer just by listening.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about the three P's. That's how I wrote it down in my notes, the three P's of customer offensive behavior. It's not personal, it's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. Go ahead.
So, Vance, what was your question again about the three P's?
Oh, sorry. How did that resonate with you? Does it make sense? Did that give you more leverage, more liberty? Because I think the comment that Marty made was, we don't have the right to be offended.
Yeah.
We can't take it personal. We've got to understand that it's not permanent. And it's definitely not pervasive. No, nobody's ever going to, what was the analogy that he used, the illustration that, I didn't write it down, I'm sorry. Any industry, any inventor, anything, there's going to be rejection. It's part of life. And it's not pervasive. It means, come on, it's a new day. Start over. And we don't just have to focus on those three P's. What else did we glean from the lesson?
Well, Vance, I like that you take action and leave the rest to customer and to destiny because the pressure's off then. You just do your job by presenting it and let destiny and the customer take the ball from you and run, or not. And so the pressure is completely off. Like, you did your job, you know, then it's their choice, and destiny will take over.
Okay.
For me, there's a sentence in the top of page 4 when he's talking about here's his point. Don't expect a person to know that they need what you have because not everyone has learned or experienced the things that have brought you to this business. They don't understand our product. So, you know, it's not like you're selling a bar of soap, you know. People don't know why they'd want to have a Backflex on hand at all times or a roll of duct tape on hand at all times. And so that's that. We can look at that as a negative or we can look at that as a real positive that we have something that's unique and different.
Do you, let me ask you, Suzanne, do you wear a MagFlex every day?
I was muting myself, so I missed part of what you said.
Sorry. Do you wear a MagFlex every day?
No, I do not. I wear a necklace every day.
Okay. All right. And insoles, I'm going to guess, and probably bracelets or some other things like that. Okay. Okay. Because I'm curious if anybody, I wear one every day, whether I want to or not. And Stacey and I had this conversation last night. And I said, you know, there are days when I know I'm not going to need it, but I wear it anyways. Why? Just for the sheer possibility that I might encounter somebody, because I think the statistics are still the same. 80% of Americans deal with a back issue. And there are so many people in Neken today, so many customers who will tell you the same story. Yeah, my friend, you know, Bob. He's standing there talking to me, and I had a raging back issue, and he just pulls this thing out of his pants, or he just pulls this thing out. I don't know where he got it from. And they're always comical. And it's not that I'm trying to create another comedic story, but having it on hand, that's just one huge sector of our population.
Vance, this is Nancy. I can't agree with you more. I have three of them out this week because I have it in my back. I don't need it, but I wear it. But I have to tell you, you know, my husband with his back issue, he went out walking the other day and forgot it. And he came in and he said, I can't believe I didn't feel that great out there. He just totally believes in this $60 item.
Yeah. I commonly refer to mine as a $60 back solution.
Yeah.
I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you, it's a $60 back solution.
Yeah.
Well, for what? Well, what? Tell me about your situation.
Yeah.
The thing that jumped out at this lesson the most for me, and just as William and Michael have commented how it impacts so many other areas besides our Neken business, I had the opportunity Saturday night to see how this, what we're doing with this, impacted our 8-year-old daughter. And yes, it's an Addie story. And those of you who have met her in person or you've seen pictures of her or some of the crazy video stuff she's done, she's just nuts. She is the equivalent of raising Whoopi Goldberg. Okay? She's just absolutely crazy. And it's all in good ways, okay? It's very tough to discipline her at times because she's just so crazy. But our responsibility, according to the survey results, the number five thing they learned, provide service. Customize the product or service to fit my needs. Create a package that makes sense and produces the results I want. How does this apply to Addie? We went out for frozen yogurt Saturday night after her play performance. She rode with Grandma and Grandpa. Before I could get parked, they were about 2 to 3 minutes ahead of me. And I get in and she's got two dishes, and it's a self-serve frozen yogurt restaurant. She's got a dish, and then she's got a second dish. I said, why are you getting two dishes of yogurt? She said, oh, this is yours. She says, I'm. You're always helping me, so I thought I would help you.
Oh,
really? That's nice of you. I said, can you tell me what you have in there? Because she's about to put candy, you know, gummy worms, gummy bears. Okay? And I said, can you stop, kiddo, please? You know your father hates candy. Well, I put chocolate on it. I said, chocolate is not candy. If you're going to customize my yogurt to fit my needs and my wants, let's stop while you're ahead. Can you tell me what you put underneath whatever it is that is on top? Well, I put that yogurt, and she points to, you know, there's 9 machines, okay? There's this smorgasbord of flavors. Well, she said, well, I put that one. I said, what, s'mores? No, the other one. I said, what, chocolate? I said, this doesn't look like chocolate. Because I'm about ready just to throw the whole thing out and start over and pay for the loss because I'm not thinking I'm going to enjoy this experience. But she goes on to explain, you know, da, da, da. we sat down and I start eating it. And I said, Addie, this is not what Daddy would typically get. I said, I'm tasting pineapple in there. I don't like fruit yogurt. I like chocolate or hazelnut or, you know, I started naming all the ones that were there available, and I said, you gave me fruit yogurt. Grandma likes fruit yogurt. And I said, and I don't like candy. You gave me a bunch of things that I don't like, and now I'm getting frustrated because I'm getting brain freeze, and I'm just not enjoying this. And she said, well, I try to do what you like. And I'm sitting there going, this is what the I Can Attitude course is all about. How often do we listen with one mouth and two ears, but we get them all out of whack? We're trying to tailor it to a person, and we're not listening to what their needs are or their wants.
Excellent example.
So, but here's the rest of the story, okay, as Paul Harvey says. She decided to ride home with Grandma and Grandpa, and I am home, I'm in my PJs, I'm in bed, and Stacy says, do we need to go get our youngest child? It's like 45 minutes have gone by, and they're still not, I'm thinking, and so I called them, they didn't answer. Well, Mom took it upon herself to correct the situation. She went to the store with Addie, and they bought me a pint of frozen yogurt in a flavor that they know I like, and a dark chocolate bar to go with it. And I thought, this is crazy. That's called customer satisfaction. I didn't ask them to correct the situation, but between Grandma and the 8-year-old, they did. So, when we have the opportunity, and if somebody says no to us the first time, the second time, the third time, and they're still suffering, keep going back. Keep going back. Be that pervasive person. Be the passionate person. Don't take it personal. And until someone says, especially someone that you really care about, until they say, hey, Rita, Suzanne, Larry, Dee, I mean, I can go down to the whole list of all of us, until they look at you eyeball to eyeball and say, I am not interested. I don't want to talk about this. As a matter of fact, I don't want to ever see you again. I'll see you in heaven. Until they get to that point, it's our responsibility. And the more, I should say it this way, and I'll finish with this thought. What I keep finding more and more from people is they say, thank you so much for calling me. I really appreciate that you're following up. That's what we're looking for. It's not about being a pest. I mean, there are so many words that begin with the letter P that fall into this whole little analogy. It's about being persistent, though. And Marty really did a really good job of explaining. Dennis and Ruth Williams, 6 months. Ray Riedel worked for 6 months. And I don't know if it was every week he stopped into Valley Ford in Yakima, Washington, and gave Dennis another tape, a cassette tape. I don't know if it was every other week. I don't know if it was once a month. I don't remember how often. But today, I am eternally grateful to Ray Riedel that he was persistent. Because we wouldn't be doing this today if it wasn't for him. Any other thoughts?
You don't have to make it too technical. Which he mentions in there too. I was at church not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, and someone was rubbing their hip, and they don't speak English. They speak very, very, very little English. And I had some CM cream samples in the car, so I went out and got them and brought them in, handed them to them. And apparently it made an awesome difference, so which is what he was able to get across to me this Sunday. And then I handed him some of the duct tape with the instructions in Spanish on it, and he was, and some more CM cream samples, and he was just absolutely ecstatic. So it must have made a huge difference to his muscles.
Wonderful.
And, you know, he was saying thank you in Spanish, and I could understand, and his enthusiasm was awesome, so. It works, even if they don't speak the same language.
Across the language barrier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Beth.
Yes.
This is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
I call my flex, my, it does everything. My first aid kit. My children. If I've got a challenge with my stomach, I put it there. If I've got a challenge with my back, I put it there. Oftentimes I wear it on my chest. I seem to have some breathing challenges. And so, you know, it just makes a difference everywhere I put it.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I think if we follow Dave Johnson and just say, it works real good, you know, just keep it simple. Because
mm-hmm.
we know darn well that he can be much more in depth and works real good, or I'm excited. So that's my 2 cents tonight. Thank you, Dan.
No worries. Thank you, Janice.
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie again.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
I love the part when he's talking about the variety of customers that we will have in our customer base. And being in sales before too, I think to all the different customers that I have, and some want to know the price right now. Some people want to know every detail of how it works. And some people just, oh my gosh, that's fantastic! I just want it now. I don't care how much it costs, you know. And then I went shopping with some friends. We're in California, and we went clothing shopping and with a couple of girls yesterday, and we just threw everything we wanted in the basket, and then we went into the dressing room and tried on all these clothes. And it was interesting to see there were three of us who liked what and what didn't like it. And then some bought and some didn't buy anything, and some bought everything. So it was just really interesting to see that. And so remembering that when we're dealing with a single person or a customer, again asking what they want and then letting them pick and choose, so to speak. I love the first aid kit type of use. I've been able to use that a lot with my friends that are here who are actually customers of mine as well. So getting to know them better and asking questions about them. So it's fun. It's fun. We've used duct tape. We've used back flexes. We've used rollouts. We've used mag duos, necklaces, all kinds of things this past 2 weeks.
You know, and Jeannie, the beautiful thing about what you just shared is when you have products on us, and that's why it's like a business card, but only better.
Yeah.
And last week for me, wearing a piece of duct on my lower back, and I don't want to get caught up on all the products of this, but it really is fun when you have it, because you can share with people and say, oh, you know, what our family does for that is, you know, a combination of Western and Eastern medicine. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, quick example, Wednesday, I believe it was, I got stung by a wasp right on my ring finger. And I don't do good with bee stings or wasp stings or mud swell. I mean, you go through the whole list. I just don't do well. And I start swelling up, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't take my ring off, my wedding band off, but I don't want that finger any bigger than it needs to be. So without missing a beat, I pulled a piece of the duct off of my back, and I happened to have on me or had access to one of the replacement discs. So I put it right up on top of where I could see where the stinger went in. and I put it on there and then ran the duct. This is a piece of recycled duct tape, okay? I just ripped it off my back because my back was fine at that point. I thought I should have taken this off a couple of days ago. But wrapped it around my finger, and then I also took a Benadryl. Okay, little teeny tiny one, the smallest dose you can get. Why? Just because. It's just err on the side of safety. Did I need to? I probably didn't need to, but I wasn't sure. Well, 4 hours later, I pulled it off, the duct and the magnet, and I was showing my three nephews. I said, check this out, guys. Tell me which finger you think I got stung on. They couldn't guess. There was no swelling, zero. You couldn't even find where the stinger went in, and usually there's a black mark. Nothing at all. And I don't have a picture. I'll get it from my friend at Fire Drill tonight, because I know he still has it in his phone. But the last time I got stung by a wasp, on my lip. And I'm 75% German and 25% English. There is no African in me whatsoever. Okay? And my lip, yeah, there you go. I don't say any more. It was ginormous. I mean, I could have been Addie's, you know, like, biological father, you know, because of the size of my one lip. And they kept making fun of me. And they're going, Vance, what are you trying to do there? And I'm like, this is not me. It was really, really. So I know, did I have a magnet that I could have put on my lip? No. I didn't in the situation I was in. But now I will make sure. And I don't go anywhere. We've got duct all over. And it's really, really imperative that you have them. So, one other thing, too, I want to bring up, because Larry didn't know you could do this. Michael DiMuccio, he didn't mention this on Saturday, but he talked about this in San Antonio. If you only have a few minutes with somebody, our elevator speeches are phenomenal. And by the way, one of you, and I'm going to make Gary go back and listen to the recording of that evening when we all shared them. One of you is being requested to be a mentor and a coach to Gary up in Portland, Maine. Because he called me last week and said, Vance, somebody in this group did such an excellent job. He said, I would like them to mentor me. And I tried to go through as many as I could from memory. And he said, no, that wasn't it. It wasn't that one. No, he said, and I'm going, oh my goodness, Gary, I there's 20-some people on the line. But the main thing I want to point out here is when we use our elevator pitch, it's always best to back it up with the power of the product. The products and the business go simultaneously. Michael really hounded on that on Saturday, that the product supports the business supports the product. They validate one another. My point is this. When you hand somebody a product for any type of ailment, or you say, well, this is what our family uses, or this is what I've heard works great for that, show them. It doesn't matter what it is. I've done more energy tests with more variety of products. It doesn't matter. You can do it with the sleep system. Do an energy test. Have them lay down on the pad. Do it again. Have them stand up and watch the response. Watch how much stronger they'll be the second time. Have them stand on a bracelet. Why would you have them stand on a bracelet? Well, you got 90,000 nerve endings in each foot. So demonstrate that. Michael talked about this in San Antonio when he said, if I've only got 1 minute with somebody, share the elevator speech, do a product demo. That's what makes me him unique. I've got a couple housekeeping things I want to cover right quick if there's nothing else that anybody wants to contribute.
Ben?
Yes, Vera, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Well, I've had my experiences too this last week with the elbow and with the duct tape. Oh my gosh, what a product. Instead of taking an ibuprofen, what doctor told me I'd have to do, and I'll be with that P word, pain.
No, you don't have to worry about with this group. It doesn't matter.
For 6 weeks, I came home and I put the duct tape on, and I soaked it in a CM cream and put the Mica and wrap on. And in the morning, 100 times better. And amazing. They told me I'd be like this for like 3 to 6 weeks. And anyway, that's not their testimonial with the product, and I swear by Nikon products. They're just there, and, you know, we have them for a reason, and anytime something like that happens, I always grab them. So it's a good stuff.
But it's a lot better than, again, I love that analogy, and I keep sharing that with people, and it's something to consider working into your elevator speech.
Uh-huh.
And that, for all of us, you know, Marty, I love the way Marty finished off his of, you know, I think it's sad that so many people rely on drugs and surgery as the only two options. You know, it makes about as much sense as using that hammer on the dashboard indicator warning light. Nobody would do that. I mean, I guess somebody might, but that's crazy. And yet people do it all the time. We take things to mask over other things. The one quick housekeeping thing I want to cover, thank you for that wonderful testimony, Vera, is that... William mentioned several times about the senior promotion, and all of us should know by now, and if we don't, I want to draw attention to this, is the term senior is no longer applicable. Okay, that was a rank that we had before. That was in the fall of 2016. It's now direct, executive, and silver. That's it. It's 0% commission. Everybody always gets 25% on customer or retail sales. That's a given, okay? But aside from that, as a direct, you're getting 0. As a executive, you're getting 10. And as a silver, you get 20% commissionable volume. Okay? So just want to make sure, because sometimes I get these texts from people saying, what promotion are you talking about? Again, remember, some of this information is dated. Okay, but if you read it, like Suzanne is always referring to on page such and such, if you read it, you're not going to hear the stuff it fits the lesson, whereas a lot of the other stuff that's shared before at the beginning and the end, it's dated material. Okay. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the week as we delve into lesson number 8, right? And I wanted to bring it
right
up right here right quick. Lesson number 8. Yeah, we're all on lesson number 8. Oops, I'm going the wrong direction. Lesson number 8, come on. Positive habits win. Okay? And this will be memorizing, I believe. I'm looking for. Shoot, where's the.
No, I can't. Excuse me, Serenity.
Yeah, no, I know it's the last one. Thank you, Sandra. I was looking through the homework because that should be assigned. Check out people. Check here. Yeah. Oh no, he says right here the homework for lesson number 8: review and confirm that you can recite all of the 6 I can attitude concepts from lesson 1. Okay. So, and again, if you don't have it memorized, don't beat yourself up. Memorization comes easy for some people, and other people it's not as easy. But if you're still doing it and reading it through five times a day, it should be rolling right off your tongue. Just like Sandra just said, my I can attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment, I can face challenges and circumstances that are pretty much out of my control. But, and here's the big but, I make better decisions with the one thing that I can 100% control. That's my I can attitude. Serenity is huge. Absolutely huge.
Stan, I've got one kind of lingering concern with the lesson today about giving excellent quality service for customers. Right now, and I don't know for how long, the KVB is not the flavor we're used to. And I told Barbara that they've reformulated it and it's totally different in taste. So she found out from Nikon that we are out of the one we're used to with monk fruit. And I'm wondering, what do I do with my brand new customers who are going to try it and it's not going to taste as good as the one I tested them with wherever, you know, I let them taste it. I'm just in a quandary about what to do about that, anticipating that the taste is different now, knowing that in the future they're going to get the one we're used to back in. Had you heard about that?
I did, and I wondered the same thing with a customer that I was with today whose Vital Balance is arriving today. And I said, well, you'll be able to start tomorrow. And he said, well, Vance, he ordered the vanilla. And he said, well, I figure I'm just going to throw a bunch of, you know, different berries in there. And I said, please don't do that. I said, Daryl, please don't do that. Okay? He said, well, why not? I said, because that's what so many of us Americans do. If you want to throw something in it, maybe a quarter cup or just a small handful of blueberries, you know, frozen blueberries or frozen strawberries or something like that, but don't turn it into a fruit smoothie. You're going to negate the benefits of it. All right? You're still going to get the protein. You know, that's a given. But if you want to add, and so I told them what I do with ours when I make it. I add things that are going to increase the protein. And I said, the byproduct of that is I get better brain, you know, clarity. And it just, it's much better for you. Protein only before noon. And during our conversation, I simply said, I'm going to text you the Roger Drummer presentation of when they introduced this product like 5 or 6 years ago. And I said, I would really encourage both you and your wife to listen to it. And he said, no, Vance, I will. He said, man, you've taught me a lot about this stuff, and I want to learn more. And he said, I'm going to give it a good college try, too. I'm going to use it until I go through the whole canister and see what happens. I said, okay, that's great. Just try to keep it as pure as you possibly can. And so to answer your question, Sandra, I didn't say anything about it. I'm going to wait and see because it's been probably 2 or 3 weeks since he tasted what I made. And I don't even think I made him any of the vanilla. I think I just made him the chocolate. But this is one of those situations, if you've not received one of the new version of this, and I don't know if it's going to go back to the other version, I have no idea. I'm completely out in left field on this one. But if you don't like it, use the feedback button and let them know. Okay? But
Barbara said she learned when she called there that they're only temporarily out of stock of our vanilla that we're used to, and when the new comes in, they will then send that out.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering, in the interim, if people don't care for it or whatever, I was just in a quandary about.
Well, can I ask you this, Sandra? What's the flavor been like for you? What is the big flavor?
Oh, in the past, it was absolutely wonderful. Sometimes I put cinnamon in it and smack my lips. Delicious.
This new one. I ingested it because I knew it was good for me, and I just don't complain.
Yeah.
But it was a big difference. And then I started comparing the ingredients from the old canister that was empty and my new one, and it does not have monk fruit. And the name is totally different. It's called Food Mix on the Canadian one that we're being given, whereas ours is called.
That explains it. Now, okay, see, that this is the first. Okay, so they ran out. The supplier ran out, and so rather than go into a back order quandary, which is major hysteria, so what Nikan is doing, they're giving us what you just said, if I understood you correctly, they're giving us the Canadian version.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Is the protein level any different?
You know, I didn't even look. I was so
Probably not. But the carbohydrates might be a little different. Maybe, I don't know. Suzanne, anybody else that's part of the Platinum Alliance? I don't want to digress too much on this, but while we're on the subject, because this is something that is pertaining in...
I think you already hit on it, Vance. I think we all, and I'm just about to do this now, I'm going to click on the feedback button, and I'm going to suggest that communication comes out so that we can be proactive for our customers so we have the best customer service experience we can give to others.
Yeah, I mean, that's when it comes to teenage lingo, I would say, well, duh. Isn't that what they should have done? But again, there's always a reason. And they probably weighed out all the pros and cons of, okay, do we communicate with them or do we just slip this in and nobody will notice? You can't do that because we are all so loyal, especially to the KVB. So I agree with you, Suzanne, 100%. And don't, and again, I say this almost every Saturday morning, don't think, oh, well, I'll let somebody else send them feedback. No. If it's an issue, say something. All right? I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. It's like going out for us, and I think I shared this on the call. I made a comment 3 times on Mother's Day when we went to a restaurant. 3 times. I made the comment to our server that the bench that Stacy and I were sitting on, it was a cloth bench, it was wet. I don't know about you, but at 49 years young, I don't like diaper rash. I'm sitting on a wet bench. We asked for dry towels, and we sat on those, and we still... They didn't do anything. They didn't offer to comp our meal. They didn't offer to give us free dessert. Nothing. So when they included with the bill, the check, a little comment card, do you think I just said nothing? No, because 3 times I said something to our server, and the 3rd time I asked for a towel. He didn't ask. He didn't offer to reset us. Reseat us. They weren't packed. We could have easily moved to another part of the restaurant. But the bench was soaking wet. And it was cloth. So it had just been cleaned. But my point is this. If we have a concern, make sure you use that feedback button or feedback@nikan.com. Okay. Well, I think we can not end on a negative note, but end on a positive note because, as we learned from Luis Casaga, when change occurs, especially something like this, we have 2 options. We either complain or seek understanding. We can seek understanding in making a complaint or a suggestion. Just like Suzanne just said, hey, in the future, could you send an email or communicate to the field that, hey, we have a temporary alternative replacement, and you're going to notice a taste variation. Not to create a big panic. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to add on a positive note that this is Gary Bolton's way of addressing things like this is, isn't this great? We're running out of product. That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Mm. Yep. I absolutely love the KVB. And those some of you think I asphyxiate on weight. I don't. However, it's a really good scorecard. And last week, 3 days in a row, the scale now says less than what I weighed in high school. And
you go,
I just love it. I've got better muscle. What's the word? Muscle buildup. And doesn't muscle weigh more than fat?
Yes.
And
yep.
I feel better. My energy level is the highest it's been in such a long time. And it's protein only before noon. That's it. That's the new philosophy. I mean, I eat, like this morning I had granola. I dumped extra flax seeds on it, and then I put Greek yogurt on it. No flavoring, just plain, the kind that the kids hate, Greek yogurt, and with a few frozen blueberries on top. Ooh la la. That, I mean, aside from Vital Balance, but that's what I wanted. And tomorrow it'll probably be a shake, or maybe it'll be like I had yesterday, two, you know, farm fresh eggs, you know, cage free. And it, by the way, if you haven't listened to that presentation by Roger Drummer on the KBB, it's on YouTube. I think it's titled "The Bitter Truth About Sugar," or something. All you gotta do is type in Roger Drummer KBB introduction. It's not something you watch; just to listen to it. But he talks about that, the importance of protein first thing in the day. It's vital. That's why we call it Vital Balance. So, okay, folks, thank you. Thank you so very much. I look forward to next week.
Thank you.
To discuss lesson 8. And please work on the memorization. Don't beat yourself up if you don't have it there, but keep working on it. And recite it, put it around the house, write your, you know, put it where, you know, you're going to drive everybody nuts with it. Break it down, you know, type it up, enlarge it, all that kind of stuff. It really, really is a powerful, powerful thing that we all should be reciting every single day. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.